SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Clintons have agreed to testify in a congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation, but they don't want to do it behind closed doors.
Facing the threat of a contempt charge, former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reversed course and said they would testify before the House Oversight Committee later this month. However, both Clintons are pushing to make their testimony public. Hillary Clinton said there's nothing more transparent than a public hearing, cameras on. And Bill Clinton said a closed-door deposition serves only partisan interests. So far, Republican Chairman James Comer has insisted on holding the depositions in private. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tricia McLaughlin, DHS Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs, says a vast majority of the criminals being picked up by ICE are wanted for crimes other than being in the country illegally.
70% of those illegal aliens who have been arrested under the Trump administration have either prior criminal convictions or pending criminal charges against them. That doesn't even include those who are wanted for crimes in their country of origin or a third country. That doesn't include known or suspected terrorists, gang members, human rights abusers, people who have not even been caught for the crimes they've committed yet.
President Trump throws his support behind the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act.
Posting on Truth Social, President Trump writes, quote, America's elections are rigged, stolen, and a laughingstock all over the world. We're either going to fix them or we won't have a country any longer. He called on Republicans to fight for the Save America Act. He continued, quote, all voters must show voter ID identification. All voters must show proof of United States citizenship to register for voting. President Trump concluded by posting that there should be, quote, no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military, or travel.
This is SRN News. Legal experts analyze a big jury award in New York.
A 22-year-old woman who underwent a sex change operation when she was a child has won $2 million in damages. She now regrets the surgery, and a jury agreed with her that her psychiatrist and her surgeon should not have helped her undergo the procedure. Experts say this decision could throw a chill into the entire transgender industry, which has proven very lucrative for both doctors and hospitals. Similar lawsuits are pending. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida will not be embracing pot. A proposed amendment to the state's constitution that would have allowed recreational marijuana use for adults failed to qualify for the 2026 ballot. A spokesman for Smart and Safe Florida, the group behind the marijuana amendment, had predicted they would have the nearly 900,000 signatures needed after all petitions were processed. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore predicts that the 2030 U.S. Census will negatively impact blue states. He notes that California's declining population could result in a loss of 4 congressional seats, while New York may also face a decline.
This next census, which comes in 2030, California could lose 4 congressional seats. Now think about that. This is a state for the last 150 years has always gained electoral states as it grew and grew and grew. And under Gavin Newsom, they've lost over 2.5 million residents on net.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Telehealth company Hims & Hers dropped its plan to offer a knockoff version of the weight loss pill Wegovy on Saturday. 2 days after it announced the new drug, the decision came 1 day after the FDA's threat to restrict access to the ingredients for the pill. More details at srnnews.com.